Time for a bit of eating history. Shane joins us in the studio. Good morning again, Shane.
Good morning, Mitch.
Now, this segment is very, very interesting. It's a bit of history, a bit of food. It's taking us back a few hundred years this morning. What are we going to learn about today?
That's right. So I'm going to take you back a few hundred years to the Mutiny on the Bounty.
Okay.
So if you're not familiar with it, maybe you weren't paying attention in probably year nine history would have been taught. So the Bounty was a ship and it was captained by a guy called William Bligh. And after setting sail from Tahiti, he was overrun by a gang of mutineers led by a guy called Fletcher Christian.
Fletcher Christian.
So it kind of went down in history. It was a very big thing at the time, and it survived in the cultural memory, the Mutiny on the Bounty. It was even made into a movie starring Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson?
Yeah, fun trivia fact.
Whoa.
So basically, Fletcher Christian and the mutineers, they sailed off on the ship and they picked up their Tahitian wives along the way and settled on Pitcairn Island while Captain Bligh and about 18 of his crew were set adrift in the Pacific, and they eventually ended up in Timor.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look a little bit closer at this event, go a little bit further back in time, you can see that all the drama was actually caused by this thing called breadfruit.
Breadfruit?
Breadfruit.
It sounds like a combination of two delicious things, but what is breadfruit?
But together, maybe not so delicious.
Maybe not so delicious.
So it's a tropical fruit. When you have it ripe, you can kind of find it in desserts, kind of baked into cakes, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But when it's unripe, it's a little bit like a potato. So you can boil it, fry it, bake it, it'll fill you up. It's kind of starchy, maybe not that good on its own. Now, when Captain Cook first visited Tahiti in about 1769, his resident botanist, Joseph Banks and Solander, they couldn't get enough of breadfruit. They thought, yeah, maybe I'll stick to tea and scones, but I know a few thousand slaves in the West Indies who could live off this at very little cost to the British government.
Right, okay.
So Joseph Banks sailed back to England and he urged King George to invest in sending breadfruit to the sugar plantations on the West Indies.
Mm-hmm.
So Captain Bligh, as a result of that, his mission was to go to Tahiti to transport these breadfruit trees over to the Indies. The problem was that organising for the removal of what ended up being 1,015 breadfruit trees takes a bit of time.
Yes.
It took about the same amount of time it took most of the crew to find Tahitian wives.
Okay.
And decide, maybe I like the Pacific life after all.
Mm-hmm.
So once they set sail, Bligh made a few...
Blunders.
He wasn't known as a very kind man.
Okay.
He was quite strict, and the sailors mutineered about a month into the trip. So if we go back to Bligh drifting in the Pacific, so historically we don't see him in a very positive light. He's a bit of a villain, especially since later on he was the governor of New South Wales, where the settlers responded by mutineering again trying to overthrow the government.
I'm seeing a pattern here. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's not got a great track record. But once he did get back to the UK, they decided to give him another chance. He was promoted to captain and they gave him another breadfruit expedition. They sent him back to Tahiti and let him finish what he started. So the second time he took double the breadfruit. And in 1793, which is about 4 years after the initial mutiny, he finally fulfilled his mission, arrived in Port Royal in Jamaica with double the breadfruit, 2,000 breadfruit to give to plant, to grow on the plantations, to feed the slaves.
Right.
Unfortunately, the slaves they had in the West Indies didn't actually like the breadfruit and refused to eat it.
Whoa.
So it was all pointless in the end.
So originally his first breadfruit voyage was scuttled because his ship was mutinied.
That's
right.
And
then the second he actually got it done to Jamaica and they didn't want the breadfruit.
And no one wanted it.
Yeah. I'm sure they didn't want to be slaves either as well.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Well, there you go. A pretty fascinating look at breadfruit. Wonder what it tastes like. I'll have to find out. But there you go. This week's edition of Eating History. Thanks so much, Shane.
You're welcome.
We'll catch you next time.